can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Coming up, $100 per branch. That's the fine that a county or city or government or whatever, some governmental agency, has assessed against a church for pruning one of their trees, or some trees on their property. We'll give you the details on that here in a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. We'll also talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And we are just talking, for those of you just tuning in, and by the way, want to welcome News Radio WGMD 92.7, the talk of Delmarva. It's actually, we've been on WGMD on Saturday nights for a long while now, and they've added our show to weeknights as of yesterday. So welcome aboard. They're going to be, if you're in the Delmarva area, there in the Delaware, Maryland, etc., you will be able to hear Free Talk Live all week long, weeknights from 9 till midnight Eastern time. So I think they're going to grab the third hour live and then delay broadcast our first 2 hours. So
hope that doesn't confuse people.
Well, they'll figure it out. So, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you listening. And thanks to the program director there, Dan, for hooking us up. In fact, I've heard rumors that his nighttime host might be coming up to Porkfest. I don't know if it's true, but she says she's looking into it, which that'll be kind of cool. So anyway.
Angel?
Yeah, Angel. 800-259-9231. The girl has the snake from the Gadsden flag, not tattooed, but painted on her toenails.
Oh.
It's like yellow, bright yellow. She's had it. I don't know if she has it right now, but it's on her Facebook profile. She's got the bright yellow on her toenails and then the snake coiled up on them. Pretty cool, man. That's a hardcore chick that would do something like that.
So did you want to talk about Jean, who called in?
Yes, absolutely. The older lady, World War II generation, the so-called greatest generation, calls in to basically call everybody who's alive today that's not in her generation a coward, because apparently not all of us are too enthusiastic about going over and dying for politicians. But I don't know if that's the only factor that should be factored in regarding whether or not someone's a coward.
I think that there's okay. So you're being bombastic.
Part am I being bombastic?
I understand that World War II to many people is the good war. If there's a war inside of the last 100 years, World War II makes more sense than most. If you take it on its own, if you say some bad guy decided he was going to start wiping out Jews, which mostly we didn't know here in the United States. Mostly that was an unknown fact.
Yeah, that came out later.
We're going to start wiping out Jews and taking over Europe and all this other stuff. Remember, Austria voted 97% to sign up and be part of Hitler's Germany. So the people that say that Hitler never won an election, they're looking with a very narrow scope. Mm. Austria voted at 97% to be part of Hitler's Greater Third Reich or whatever it was that he was creating. Mm. So, Hitler would have never gotten power if it hadn't have been for the intervention of the United States into World War I, throwing off the balance of power in that war and getting involved in the first place. If Germany and the Central Powers hadn't have been able to be subjugated, was it by the Treaty of Versailles? Am I right there? I'm going to have to look that up. But I think it's the Treaty of Versailles that essentially put them under this huge war reparations, kept Germany, which was in a starvation state, for decades, close to two decades. Then Hitler manages to rise through power through the democratic process and be the Chancellor of all of Germany or whatever it was that he was. That's because Woodrow Wilson went against his campaign promises of not getting involved in foreign wars. Americans didn't want that. Many Americans didn't want to be involved in World War II. Remember, though, that
they did have to have a draft.
She was a young lady at the time, if not a child at the time that World War II started. So the children, kids love wars. Wars are action. They don't understand.
They don't have to fight them.
Right. They don't have to fight them. They don't understand the consequences in the same way that adults do. And World War II really made war good for decades. But the United States hasn't stopped fighting wars since 1941. Essentially, it's been a never-ending state of war. And what you can't do successfully is defend wars that have come afterwards. Korea, United States didn't have any, shouldn't have been involved at all. Vietnam shouldn't have been involved. Grenada
Stop
shouldn't have been
so
involved.
Stop being so cowardly, Mark.
Right.
Yeah, even World War II, my family's Jewish, and I would love for someone to explain to me how the U.S. government has ensured my family's survival throughout those years and ensured that I exist here today.
I don't know. To me, it's a silly thing to say that you fought for freedom. Maybe leaving World War II out of it, and I think that that's the best thing that can be done. The rest of these wars, they haven't fought for freedom for Americans. Fighting and going over there and taking bullets because politicians think it's a good idea doesn't mean that you're fighting for freedom.
I'm not going to leave fighting for politicians. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm not going to get anybody on a leash on World War II. I'm not going to let them off that hook.
It's a much longer discussion.
Roosevelt at the time essentially finagled himself to get into that war.
You'd have to look at the McCullough memo. Go ahead and look it up on Wikipedia. This is not in dispute. The only thing that's in dispute by historians is whether or not whether Roosevelt read it, because they know that he did, that is a foregone conclusion. It's whether or not he considered it a good idea. The McCullough...
Is this the eight-part memo?
Yeah, this is the eight-part memo on how to get Japan riled up to want to attack the United States.
Right.
How do you kick enough sand in somebody's face to make them punch you in the nose.
So then you'll have an excuse.
So then you have an excuse to punch them back in the nose. Right. And that's essentially, and remember, the United States' involvement in World War II was essentially the Pacific theater. The European theater, yes, the men who went and fought died the European theater, I'm sure it was important to them, but it was a much smaller contingent comparatively to the United States' involvement in Southeast Asia, the Pacific theater. Russia, the Soviet Union, Stalin, bad guys fought bad guys in the European theater. Hitler had to throw all of his stuff into the Eastern Front, the Ostfront, in order to defend against Stalin, who managed to finally, push back. That's the story. If the the Eastern theater of World War II would be the largest war in history if it wasn't for the rest of World War II.
Now, there's one thing I agree with Gene on, and that is the idea that a lot of people are cowardly. But I don't blame them for it. We're trained to avoid risk. We're trained to avoid difficult situations or dangerous situations. And in many cases, completely natural human reaction to flight, fight or flight. Many people choose to fly so they can live another day. And I would never besmirch another human being for wanting to do that.
And they're not cowardly for not going, overseas and killing people either.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's a smart thing to do as far as I'm concerned. And what I see in my life are people who give great examples of courage, but who aren't killers. People who are very courageous, but are not following the orders of politicians. I'm sorry, but the people in the military do not have a monopoly on courage. Just because you sign up and you go to basic training and you fly over somewhere and you're put out in the street in harm's way or wherever, jungle in harm's way, wherever you are, in a desert in harm's way, doesn't necessarily mean you're the only one in the world with courage. We've got Michelle, who comes on.
Or that you're able to comment on the idea of war and fighting, because the first thing that'll happen when we make comments on this, on the fighting that's going on around the world, that's being done with tax dollars that we're forced to pay, at the threat of violence against us, that we shouldn't be able to comment it, because, boy, you boys ever been in the military?
Yeah, I'm old enough to go and die for these causes and pay for it, but I'm not old enough to comment.
Yep.
It's courageous to refuse to go into the military when there is a draft, to so-called dodge the draft at the threat of possible time in jail. That's a courageous act.
Right.
It took courage to not go to war, whereas when, it also takes courage to disobey the government in any way. We've got Michelle and myself that on the air will admit to not paying federal taxes. That's a courageous thing to do. Anybody that doesn't pay taxes, and especially if they're public about it, that's an incredibly courageous thing, because they're constantly under threat of violence from the U.S. government. The heroic men and women that were arrested this weekend in Washington, D.C. at the Jefferson Memorial for dancing in public when they knew it was illegal. They were then attacked by the police. That was a courageous act. And all of these acts that I'm describing are completely peaceful. And I would say far more in many ways courageous than what those people in the military are doing. Not to say there isn't courage there. Certainly there is. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
Oh, and those features include our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the same page. I think Andrew's been in the chat room this evening.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, so you can go to cam.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and watch and listen to the show. And you can do it all for free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. So we're kind of recounting what happened at the end of the last hour when what sounded like possibly an octogenarian, someone of the World War II generation.
She did claim that people younger than 60 were kids.
Right, that she called
young,
in...
Young people was her term.
Okay.
To go off on all of the young people for being cowards because...
I think specifically she was upset with Christine Smith who called in.
She did make take a shot against all young people, though, saying that they were cowards because they don't want to go to war, which, of course, is an incredibly collectivist statement. There are plenty of young people who are all about going to war. Look who's in the military. So, anyway, there's some people that want to go to war and some that don't. And just because you don't want to go to war doesn't mean you're a coward. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I think standing up against the violence... That is the state, the idea of this, these men and women using the threat of violence and actual violence to, against other human beings to get their way, standing up and non-cooperating against them like those people did in D.C. when they danced this weekend and were arrested for it. That's, I think, an incredibly courageous act, and it involves no violence whatsoever, at least on the side of the protesters and the dancers. So,
yeah, if the enemy was ever without, I think the enemy is now within. As far as I'm concerned, the largest enemy to freedom in this world is probably the United States government.
Yep.
It's certainly the largest enemy to freedom in the United States is the United States government.
Right. And the idea that we'd all be speaking German right now if the U.S. hadn't gotten involved in World War II is on its face preposterous. There's no way Hitler would have been able to take over this country. I mean, logistically, to even get enough troops to come here and do that would be quite a trick. But even if he could, then you would have had to deal with all of the armed Americans who are then prepared at that point to defend themselves and their turf.
Right. I try to imagine the the D-Day invasion that went on in the northern beaches of France going on in, say, New Jersey.
I mean, or all up and down the coast. I mean,
you know, there's no way to take over in that way. So you get a stronghold of German troops in one county in New Jersey. Well, then the rest of the country says, hey, there's German troops in New Jersey. And then they go and they crush them. You can't do it. Germany didn't have the troops. The whole idea that if it wasn't for, World War II, my name would be Hans, your name would be Franz, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just propaganda. It's just fear-mongering propaganda, and it's cliche as far as I'm concerned. 800-259-9231. We continue here. And you can bring up what you want. Chris, listening in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No problem, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to address the World War II subject. It's kind of moot at this point after all the great points you guys made. But just a few things I wanted to mention as far as, Hitler being able to do that. You look at his attempted invasion of Britain, Operation Sea Lion, I believe it was called. He had to, muster, fishing boats and stuff all across, France just to get enough boats to, try and get, a couple or, enough people, theoretically enough people over to England in, a short enough amount of time to, actually take over any substantial area.
Right, and that's after he took over all the industry in the nation, too, all the car companies. He took over their factories and started producing his war machines, essentially, too.
He didn't have people to staff them.
Nope.
Yeah. And, just trying to, think of the D-Day invasion, how many, vessels and stuff they had, the Allies had, just off of France, just to get, a couple thousand people on the beaches,
Mm-hmm. Incredible logistics.
It's immense. It's impossible to even, fathom it. But, as far as his nuclear bomb, that's ridiculous, too. He was nowhere near that, his scientists had given up on that, well before the end of the war, and they were just looking at, nuclear power generation. But even that, they weren't really successful at.
Weren't his scientists involved in the Manhattan Project? I mean, didn't we take German scientists and turn them over to that? I mean, I think that the worst
aspect... Most of them were Jews, right?
I don't know entirely. I suppose I can read a little more on this, but I think that the biggest... if you know something about it, I want to hear about it. It seems to me the largest danger of World War II, the rest of it's just a bunch of hooey, but the largest danger is this: if Hitler would have created a nuclear bomb to the level of Big Boy and Little Man or whatever the heck they were, if he would have created those, then it could have been an entirely different war.
Right. Well, thus far, the only country to have released any sort of nuclear weapons on another country would be the United States government. And that doesn't seem like a very courageous thing to do either.
They're the good guys.
Absolutely ridiculous. Like, you know, he just had no chance. And I mean, you know, one last point, as far as, you know, people being cowardly, I mean, you guys have made some great points about that, but isn't, you know, giving in to fear kind of the complete opposite of, like, being courageous? You know what I mean? Like,
when you say giving in to fear, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like the propaganda and stuff that would have been going on during World War II to demonize the Japanese, like, specifically, you know, to try to rile everybody up to, you know, gear everybody up.
So you're going to war because you're scared, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to fight the dirty Japs because you're afraid.
Well, I don't know that courage is the absence of fear.
I see where you're coming from on that.
I think the courage is how one acts in the face of fear.
Yeah, yeah, like, I would agree to that, no doubt. I'm just saying that, like, giving into your fear and, like, to go over and kill people that, you know, didn't necessarily do anything to you, that's kind of...
I get where you're coming from.
It's not a huge point. It's just a little bit of a...
I think that the Japanese were probably just as fiercely nationalistic at the time as the United States. As the United States was.
There has to be nationalism in order to whip people up to go to war and kill other human beings.
So I, you know, and I'm not saying that every Japanese person was fiercely nationalistic. How could one possibly make a statement like that?
Right.
But you know, I think that this is kind of the foregone conclusion. I think the biggest point that's made here is that people claim that this was an attack on American soil that occurred in Hawaii, Pearl Harbor, which was conquered land. I mean, if you take a look at the history of the Hawaii, the Sandwich Islands, the United States had no business being there and shouldn't have been there, but this was just its sort of manifest destiny thing where it was going to take over the whole Western Hemisphere and the Pacific Rim.
Chris, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeff listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Jeff. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Andrew, and Mark. Jeff.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, in the last hour, the military-industrial complex, I'm sure you're well aware that it's not the only complex out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but your tone sounds ominous.
Well, the thing is, you know, you hear one side of the spectrum likes to harp on only that one complex, but the thing is, there's also a whole bunch of others. For instance, the pharmaceutical...
Tell you what, think about it. We'll bring it back here in a moment. I don't like any of them. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, and if they were voluntarily doing business, that'd be one thing. But if you're lobbying the government for favors and use violence on your behalf and for the benefit of your company, then I got a problem with you.
It sounds like any lobby out there.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. And by the way, what does it take to become a complex? Like, at what point have you become a complex?
This is the Free Talk Live Talk Complex.
Free Talk Live.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and our podcast. Once again, that's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? And take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are going up in value. All the other fiat currencies are going down. Weusecoins.org.
Let's go back to Jeff listening to WXNT in Indy. Hopefully, Jeff, you've had time to collect your thoughts. You were talking about some of the other complexes out there, not just the military-industrial complex. You kind of named the pharmaceutical-industrial complex as another. And did you come up with any others? Jeff? He dropped off the line. I guess he could not. But nonetheless, I understand where he was coming from. He was saying that, you know, a lot of people pick on this military-industrial complex and they ignore the other complexes. And there are all kinds of other groups of businesses that benefit from their political savvy and their connections. And certainly he's right about the pharmaceutical business. Those people are incredibly insulated from competition. And they receive major benefits from the government's existence, specifically the FDA.
I think the thing that probably tees people off is that the pharmaceutical company, although it controls the marketplace and that squashes innovation to some extent, drives up prices, drives out competition, and does a lot of bad things, it doesn't slaughter people to get its
good
profits.
Good point. Let's continue with Zach listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Hello, Zach. You're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I'm just going to... Do you agree with any kind of war?
Well, I guess there's the just war concept, right? That the idea that if some evil nation invades the United States, that that it would be just to fight back, to the very least, drive them out of the borders or something like that. I'm not against that idea, but
you're for the war of independence, right?
I'd have to see it. I have a problem with the way the Revolutionary War was fought. I think that Washington's replacement of the militias with the Continental Army, there were some things that were done wrong there. Some people will claim that that Baron von Sturtenberg or whatever his name was in fact what saved the Revolutionary War. But I'm not sure that I agree with that.
I favor self-defense. So I think that if you and your family is being attacked, whether it's by a military or by just some common group of thugs, that I favor your ability to defend yourself and hire whomever you need to defend yourself. But what I don't favor is having a coercive, monopolistic organization out there forcing people by the threat of violence to give money to its operations. Whether I agree with its operations or not is another question. I generally don't, but I don't support any organization that uses force. So what about you, Andrew? Do you think that war is a good idea?
Not at all. However, self-defense is, if you and your community feel that you need to defend your basically geographic location, and you can come to an agreement without forcing anyone to pay for it,
right?
Then you can get out there and defend yourself, or your town even.
It's about the force aspect. I don't see anything wrong with somebody rushing to the aid of somebody, some other place either, as long as they pay for what they want to do. But I don't think you should go and extract taxes from the anti-war advocates in order to fight your war. Do you know what I mean?
Does that make sense?
Well, I believe, I rather talk while I'm talking now than, English or British, if we did not fight, the government of King George. I mean, I think that was justifiable if you could get, Vietnam, my dad served, he was a hero. What I consider a coward is somebody that burnt the draft notice while my dad's overseas being a grunt, getting Asian orange and everything. They're like,
Well, why would you consider that cowardly? Why is it brave to go and do what a politician tells you?
Why does my dad have to be over there, but they don't have to go over there?
Well, your dad didn't have to go. He could have burned his draft card and gone to Canada.
He did what the government told him.
What's that?
He didn't do what the government told him.
He did do what the government told him, right?
Why is that courageous?
Well, I thought courageous, first off, America didn't lose Vietnam. It was South Vietnamese who lost Vietnam. We didn't know.
Nobody wins or loses in this situation, dude. We're just talking
America
about body counts.
Doesn't win wars. Politicians do.
Everybody loses when it comes to war, man. It's dead people.
Do you think the Vietnamese felt like they won?
Politicians win wars.
Well, and as far as America being evil and stuff, we're the only country with a nuclear weapon after World War II, and we helped rebuild Germany.
Who said Americans were evil? I didn't say Americans were evil. It's the government that does evil things, the people calling themselves government.
I'm just saying that people need to realize that we could have took over any country we wanted, but we did not.
Well,
we rebuilt Japan and Germany.
Okay,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
He said we could take over any country. You mean, when you say we, you mean the U.S. government. They could take over any country they wanted to. I think the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan shows just how difficult a proposition you're talking about. I mean, it has not been a cakewalk taking over these relatively undeveloped countries.
Well, what you see is what's the difference between that and Germany is the religious aspect to it. You didn't have the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Kurds. It's very, very difficult. What I'm saying,
you think the Germans are just going to stand by as the Americans roll in there and take over their country?
Right. They didn't take over. You're right about them, quote-unquote, helping to rebuild. But wouldn't you like to be in charge of the rebuilding of something? That way you can skim off all the cream off the top when that's what you want to do. I mean, the government is a coercive force. They took that. They didn't help rebuild Germany. They stole a bunch of Americans' taxpaying money and then dumped it into Germany that they had bombed.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about Iraq. I'm talking about war. I mean, what's going on now?
Are we even communicating here?
I'm not sure.
Weren't you talking about Germany, Mark? And he's
talking about
Iraq.
Germany, but you're talking about Iraq and stuff. I'm talking about Germany. What happened after war, too? We had the nuclear weapon. We had the nuclear weapon. Nobody else did. We could have done a lot if we wanted to, but we did not do that.
Okay, I don't know. Stop using the term we. That's confusing me. The United States government dropped a bomb. You and I didn't drop any. And the United States government could have dropped more bombs. I don't know how that would have benefited them after the war was over. They could have wiped out Germany and then had this bare area that's glowing with nuclear fallout, I suppose, that they couldn't do anything with. But would that have been any real benefit? I mean, there's all kinds of vacant land in the West. I mean, if you want barren, vacant land, we've got that in the United States. We don't need any more of it. Slaughtering people isn't going to benefit us.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, well, shoot, I mean, if you had Saudi Arabia, you took over that land, we would have vast oil reserves.
But no, look, but you look at Iraq. Quote unquote, the United States government took over Iraq. Have you and I benefited in gas prices? Have gas prices gone down?
Well, there you go. So if we went to Iraq for oil, I would think the price of gas, which was dollar.
We didn't go to Iraq. The United States government and its cronies with the oil companies went to Iraq. And yes, they got exactly what they wanted, more profits for themselves.
Right, but the oil, price of oil is not coming down, though. Wouldn't you think the more supply?
Why would they want the price of oil to come down? Do you want the price of whatever you do for a living to come down?
There's definitely wrong stuff in the speculators and all that. Was oil.
No, that wasn't the question. That was not my question. My question was, do you want what you do to come down in value?
Yeah, but you said if we went for oil.
I didn't say we went for oil, but I am pointing out that if the United States government went to fight a war over oil, it was successful because your ass is paying more money for gasoline.
But that's my point, though, about...
You've got no point.
But I don't know what the oil is. I mean, as far as I know, George Bush was very unsuccessful as regards to oil. I mean, he failed.
George Bush was highly successful. Take a look at his life.
It was Eric Bush, though. It didn't do nothing.
George Bush and Barack Obama
have done exactly what they wanted to do.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. They have gone and they have assisted politically connected companies like Halliburton and Exxon or whoever else is involved. They've assisted them in getting big, big contracts and acquiring more resources and things like that. And they've done it. Those companies have done those things on the backs of the taxpayer.
Right. This isn't about we. It's about the politicians and you. That's who the war. That's what the war's between here.
Yeah,
and you don't even know you're fighting it.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, used as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up here in a matter of weeks, and I mean about three-ish, June 20th through the 26th, it is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Andrew, are you going?
Yes, I am. I didn't think I was going to be,
really?
But I pulled some strings at work, and it's happening.
Are you going for just the weekend or the whole week?
I don't know. I work a lot, so I might go up just the end of the week.
That's the best time. If you have to be there at some point, that's certainly the best time to be there. That's when the bulk of folks are going to be arriving and partying. But Porkfest spans an entire week this year as opposed to just the weekend, because unofficially people have been showing up on Monday for the last few years, and so they just went ahead and expanded it out. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about this huge gathering of liberty-oriented people. Hundreds of people are registered already for the event, and we're still, again, a few weeks away, so it's not too late to get registered. We may eclipse 1,000 attendees this year. Last year was over 800 people came throughout the entire week, and this year I think we're on target to eclipse that. I haven't talked to the organizer in a little while, though, but it's sounding good. There's going to be a lot going on. Single people, couples, families, there's stuff to do for everybody, everything from adult parties to family fun activities, agorism in action. People will be selling things, products and services, selling them without permission from the state. They're just going and doing it.
Facebook says 996 are attending.
It's pretty good. I don't trust what Facebook says about anything. It's because they said that 70 people would attend the dancing protest in D.C. over the weekend, and it was more like a dozen. So, but, you know, that's good, I suppose. I like the concrete numbers. People that have paid the money for the registration, and the last I heard, it was around 600
people.
Yeah,
it's about 600 there.
Have yet to do that.
Exactly. There can be a lot of last-minute people, and, of course, if you wait too long, you could probably do it the day of. The price might go up a little bit. You could just show up at Rogers Campground. You don't have to register in advance. But if you do register in advance, it helps, because then they have some idea of how many people are going to show up and how many gift bags they need or whatever, goodie bags, whatever you call them. Anyway, so go to porkfest.com, get registered. There's a lot going to be happening, everything from musical events, family fun activities, competitions, games, parties. It's a blast. And your opportunity to meet the liberty-minded people that you hear about so often on this program. A lot of the hosts of Free Talk Live throughout the week will be in attendance. A lot of folks from other liberty-oriented talk shows you might have been familiar with, like Stefan Molyneux. He's now appearing regularly on Adam vs. the Man. Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man. He's going to be there as well. The guy that was body slammed over this weekend by the D.C. cops. He'll be in attendance. Presuming Adam doesn't get arrested again this weekend at the next upcoming dancing in D.C. event and possibly held in a jail cell until trial. So we're hoping he shows up. He's planning on being there. And lots of interesting speakers and such. Jamie Crane from Wheels Off Liberty is going to be there, and he will be
kind of like interesting in that, like, if you were watching, say, a train wreck occur.
A drunken train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. He's promised he's going to bring some Jim Beam for us here on Fantastic.
Oh, good.
So...
I just want to watch him consume it.
The train wreck's been what's our Sunday show's been called.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The one with you and Nick Ryder.
Shows, yes.
So, speaking of train wreck, isn't that what Mandrick is calling his new sandwich?
Mandrick coined the term train wreck for the Sunday show.
Ah, okay. So he's got this bacon wrapped. Can you call it a sandwich if it doesn't involve bread? Because this doesn't involve bread. It's like a bacon bread thing.
It's a weave of bacon.
Enclosing whatever other deliciousness.
One of these
on the inside.
These low carb sandwiches.
Yeah, it's going to be a $10 sandwich. It's going to have something like a pound of bacon involved in it. So, I mean, all kinds of meat.
How could it be bad?
Yeah, all kinds. I'm going to probably get one and split it with somebody because I couldn't handle eating that much.
Couldn't.
That's a lot of damn bacon, dude. Eating a whole package of bacon as a sandwich. So
a lot of bacon.
Yeah, he's going to be selling all kinds of stuff. There's going to be different food vendors, probably some drinks being sold. It's going to be a blast. Open cannabis consumption, likely. It's going to be a good time. Go to porkfest.com. Get registered. PORCFEST.com. As we go to Paul in California. Oh, by the way, if you go to porkfest.com, use our discount code, FREETALKLIVE, with no spaces. So just run the words together, and you'll save 20% on your registration. Paul, are you going this year?
I've got my registration in. I'm going to be part of the All Expo.
Paul, are you talking through a pillow right now?
Sounds like he's in a canoe.
Maybe it's one of those Pringles cans. He's actually got it up to the receiver of the phone.
Sometimes people have the little headsets plugged in, and they think it's going to be helpful. But usually, I think every time we've heard somebody on a headset, it always sounds better if you just got the phone by your head.
Sadly.
Well, I'm currently on the quote unquote public roads of the People's Republic of California, so this is the best I can do.
This is not going to last very long. Go ahead, quickly.
Make your statement.
Yeah, well, it was Fat Man and Little Boy. You had those backwards.
Okay.
I called in to talk about something you were talking about on Friday, but I just wanted to make one comment about the war thing, because you picked up most of this hour. There was one elected member of Congress who voted against declaring war on both World War One and World War Two. Only one person.
Who was that?
It was her name was Jeanette Rankin, and there's a statue of her somewhere in Washington, D.C. I can't remember what statue her she's in, but she's in there somewhere. Anyway, on Friday, you had been talking about this guy who had been hassled by the cops for taking pictures, and the cops came up with this chicken-dropping excuse of, oh, I don't know if that's a camera, it could be a gun. Well, yeah. Actually, the U.S. Congress has outlawed cameras in the gallery precisely because some people who I believe they were going after independence or had something to do with Puerto Rico actually brought in weapons disguised in camera and actually shot down from the gallery and into the floor of Congress.
That brings new meaning to the term shooting video. Hey, I got to let you go, man. Thanks for the thoughts. Interesting. Didn't realize that had actually occurred.
Couldn't they ban anything that could fit a gun inside of it then?
I suppose you're right.
I mean, it's cameras for a reason beyond that you could fit a gun in there.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9222.
It's going to have a heck of a lens on it to have any kind of accuracy. I mean, sadly, handguns are not weapons that you can, you know, hit accurately beyond, say, 10 yards something like that. So... you know, you're going to have a long lens to get any kind of barrel length.
Hey, by the way, we were talking about the Civil War earlier and mentioned that it was indeed conscription. I said there was some more information. It's kind of interesting. I'll share that with you here. The Confederacy passed three conscription acts in April of 1862, or they passed their first in April of 1862, and then a year later, the Union began conscripting. Government officials plagued with manpower shortages. Gee, do you think that's because people in this country didn't want to fight with one another?
Could be.
Maybe they didn't want to fight their own families and friends. So they had manpower shortages, regarded drafting as the only means of sustaining an effective army, and hoped it would spur voluntary enlistments. But compulsory service...
Why would that be? The draft would spur voluntary enlistments? I mean, what was going on up north, in fact, was that the rich people would pay people to take their position in the draft for them. So you once again had poor people bearing the
they addressed that in a moment. In fact, they didn't even have to in some cases because of the rules. A compulsory service embittered the public, however, who considered it an infringement on individual free will and personal liberty.
Who could? Cowards? How could they think such a thing?
And feared it would concentrate arbitrary power in the military, believing with some justification that unwilling soldiers made poor fighting men. Volunteer soldiers despised conscripts. Conscription also undercut morale as soldiers complained that it compromised voluntary enlistments and appeared as an act of desperation in the face of repeated military defeats. Conscription nurtured substitutes, bounty jumping, and desertion. Charges of class discrimination were leveled against both Confederate and Union draft laws, since exemption and commutation clauses allowed propertied men to avoid service. Now, a propertied man is a man who owns property. So if you own some property, you're good to go. Meaning the burden, of course, for fighting was left on immigrants and men with few resources.
Yeah.
Occupational, only son, and medical exemptions created many loopholes in the laws. Doctors certified healthy men unfit for duty, while some physically or mentally deficient conscripts went to the front after sham examinations. Enforcement presented obstacles of its own. Many conscripts simply failed to report for duty. States, of course, back then, they didn't have the convenient tracking mechanism.
Yeah, they couldn't track people in the same way.
Security numbers.
Right, no numbers like that. No government income tax forms or anything else to keep an eye on you. But now, if they want to bring back the draft, they're going to have a much easier time with it. And in case you don't know, that's the purpose of the Selective Service System. When they got rid of the draft after the Vietnam War, then they didn't shut down the mechanism that makes the draft possible. The government bureaucracy that runs the draft still exists, is still funded, and is still sending draft cards to or draft registration forms to all 17-year-old males in this country.
You know, I'm not sure that I'm against the draft, obviously, but I'm not sure that we've got that much more freedom in this country because the draft's gone. I mean, I think that you'll find that it is volunteer military where they essentially give paychecks to poor people who otherwise have poor job prospects.
You know, interestingly, Mark, they actually had draft riots back in New York in 1863.
Yes.
Out of time tonight. Back tomorrow. I'll see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.